أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My topic today is five qualities and the reward. Let me raise five questions to you. Number one, does the remembrance of Allah, dhikrullah, make your heart tremble? Number two, does your faith, iman, increase when verses of the Holy Quran are recited? Number three, do you have complete trust, tawakkul, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Number four, do you establish salah, prayer? And number five, do you spend of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you? If you answered yes to all the five questions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has great rewards for you. And that's not my promise, that is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's read these verses from the Holy Quran to explain it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Surah 8, verses 2, 3, and 4. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبَهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقًّا لَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ. Its translation is, the true believers are those who, when Allah's name is mentioned, their hearts tremble. And when His verses are recited to them, their faith grows, and who put their trust in their Lord, who establish prayer and spend out of what we have provided them. Such people are indeed true believers. They have high ranks with their Lord and forgiveness for their sins and an honorable sustenance. These verses address a lot of issues. What is zikrullah? What can we say about the condition of the hearts? About the Holy Quran, about tawakkul, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, iqam as-salah, establishing salah, and spending out of the wealth. And what does it mean about true believers? Ulaika humul mu'minuna haqqa. What's the distinction between what we say somebody is a Muslim, what really counts as a Muslim or as a mu'min believer in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I will not be able to address all these issues in this short lecture. I'm just going to address a couple of issues relating to iman, faith. A person's faith grows as he is able to confirm and submit to the command of God, whatever commands he comes across. Now this is especially so where he submits to commands which go against his own personal predilections. A man's faith attains great heights if instead of trying to twist and distort the commands of God and the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he develops the habit of accepting and submitting to all the commands of Allah and the Prophet. If he strives to shape his conduct to the teachings which go against his personal opinions and conceptions, which are contrary to his habits, interests and convenience, which are not in consonance with his loyalties and friendships. And that's when he attains great heights of iman. But if he hesitates to respond positively to God's command, his faith is diminished. One thus learns that faith is not a static, immobile object, nor is every act of belief or unbelief of the same quality. An act of belief may be better or worse than another act of belief. Likewise, an act of unbelief may differ in quality from another act of unbelief. For both belief and unbelief are capable of growth and decline. Now, all this concerns the essence of belief and unbelief. However, when belief and unbelief are mentioned as a basis for membership of the Muslim community, or in connection with legal rights and responsibilities as necessary corollaries of that membership, a clear line of demarcation has to be drawn between those who believe and those who do not. In this respect, the determination of who is a believer and who is not will depend on the basic minimum of belief, regardless of quality of belief. In an Islamic society, all those who believe will be entitled to the same legal rights and will be required to fulfill the same duties, regardless of the differences in the quality of their faith. Likewise, all unbelievers, regardless of the differences in the quality of their unbelief, will be placed in the category of unbelievers, disregarding the question whether their unbelief is of an ordinary quality or an extremely serious one. Even the best and the most devoted believers are liable to commit lapses. As long as man is man, it is impossible for his record to be filled exclusively with righteousness of the highest order and to be free from all lapses, shortcomings, and weaknesses. Out of his infinite mercy, however, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overlooks man's shortcomings as long as he fills the basic duties incumbent upon him as God's servant and favors him with a reward far greater than that warranted by his good works. Had it been a rule that man would be judged strictly on the basis of his deeds, that he would be punished for every evil deed and rewarded for every good deed, no man, howsoever righteous, would have escaped punishment. صدق الله العلي العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بآياته والذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم.